We're getting pictures from inside North Korea this morning as the isolated nation opens a window to the world to let us all see the broadly expressed grief at the death of Kim Jong-il. There in those official images, the late Kim's youngest son, Kim Jong-un. About all we know about him is that he's a four-star general as of last year and was named vice chairman of the National Defense Commission. He's under 30. There appears to be no obstacle to him taking full control of the country after the mourning period for Kim Jong-il concludes. What will that mean? Well, you can hear a bit of Western confusion in the voice of U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who spoke yesterday at a joint appearance with Japanese Foreign Minister Koichiro Gemba.
We reiterate our hope for improved relations with the people of North Korea and remain deeply concerned about their well-being.
So who is good at deciphering what's going on in Pyongyang? We decided to present a couple of voices to you this morning. Joining us now is Karen Lee, Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Karen, who is good at deciphering what's going on in North Korea? Are you?
I would have to say that the death of Kim Jong-il is an opportunity for all of us who follow North Korea to get up early and say we don't really know what's going on inside the country. It is very difficult to predict what's going to be the next steps that North Korea will take.
We're also joined by Bob Egan, who's the owner of Cubby's Barbecue in Hackensack, New Jersey. He's the author of Eating with the Enemy, How I Waged Peace on North Korea from my barbecue shack in Hackensack. Bob Egan, are you any good at deciphering what's going on in Pyongyang?
Well, I'm certainly not an expert. I've been a friend of theirs for a number of years. And under the rule of Kim Jong-il, I've had access to their country over the last 17 years. I mean, I think we have a greater window into the Hermit Kingdom now than we ever have. And this is an opportunity. I mean, we know what's going on in North Korea. There's repression. There's starvation. And right now there's political unrest. There's 1,000 generals that they have that run their army. I mean, we know that. We're aware of that. One man doesn't lead that nation. It's a Stalinistic regime. It idolized Kim Jong-il and Kim Il-sung. But certainly, you know, we have a good insight now over the last 17 years what's happening there.
Although it's a two-dimensional image, we're talking with Bob Egan, owner of a barbecue shack in Hackensack, New Jersey, who has actually had contacts at a high level inside North Korea. Also, Karen Lee, executive director of the National Committee on North Korea. How do you give, Karen, that image some dimension? Which generals are important? Which faction of generals are important? Which part of the country represents a more or less loyal a populace to the regime in Pyongyang?
Well, I think most people are actually focused, of course, on the son, Kim Jong-un, who is the third generation of the Kim family who's expected to take over, who's being called actually right now the great successor. His uncle, Jong Song-taek, who is thought to be in a regent position that he'll be looking after the transition and probably also Kim Jong-il's sister. So I think from the political perspective, that's where we think that the leadership is going to take place. In terms of actual generals who are vying for power, I'd be really interested to hear what Mr. Egan has to say about that.
Karen, for just a moment, give me that name again of Kim Jong-un's uncle.
Jong Song-taek.
Jong Song-taek. So Bob Egan, what do you know about Jong Song-taek?
Well, I don't have any firsthand information about him. What I'd like to, you know, talk about is the relationship that we need to have with North Korea. You know, certainly the only path to North Korea to their military is through their foreign ministry. You know, certainly that most of their foreign ministry members are top diplomats that had access to. What, you know, I suggest is that we put an embassy in Pyongyang, we send an ambassador over there and a staff, and we start developing these relationships to the military through their foreign ministry. I mean, because that's the only route to get to, you know, to try to sort out, all the different people in line for the succession of power. You know, certainly that is a black hole to U.S. intelligence, you know, which putting faces, you know, on all these people and trying to decipher what their future role is going to be. You know, it's very difficult for anybody to say what their role is going to be when, you know, in fact, I was with the Koreans yesterday at the U.N. mission, and they don't even know. Okay, they haven't figured out where this power void is going to be filled and who's going to fill it.
Interesting. Bob Egan is the owner of Cubby's Barbecue in Hackensack, New Jersey, author of Eating with the Enemy, How I Waged Peace on North Korea. Currently, I heard you speak up there. You're executive director of the National Committee on North Korea. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in for a moment and say that I agree with Mr. Egan that multiplying the channels of contact with the DPRK is very helpful, both for increasing our knowledge about what's happening in North Korea and also in creating more avenues to address U.S. interests. And one of the things that happened this year in October was that the North Korea and the United States agreed on protocol for resumption of missions to the DPRK to recover the remains of Korean War MIAs and POWs.
I remember that story.
It's actually, the agreement was to resume the missions in the spring. And so we know that there's an official mourning period right now of 12 days. We also expect that there's going to be some work inside the DPRK to consolidate power. I really do hope that those missions can resume in the spring. They're humanitarian missions.
What's happening is
that the witnesses in the DPRK who have been helpful in the past in identifying burial sites of our veterans, those men and women are dying. So I hope we can get back in there in the spring.
Karen Lee, Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. Bob Egan, before we go, how did you get involved in this North Korea
business? Well, I worked with Vietnam for years, and part of my area of expertise was facilitating research on the excavation of remains and the research into missing POWs in Hanoi. And we brought a team over to North Korea to do exactly that. We're one of the first experts in the North Korean archive to research these men that were left behind in North Korea. But not only are there remains, okay, there's a possibility that there's still live Americans, okay, that were left from the Korean War and maybe even been brought over to Vietnam, okay, from Vietnam to North Korea. But there's intelligence that says there are live Americans still captive in North Korea.
Well, and that cooperative program will be tested in the spring. We will see the contacts of both of our guests, uniquely valuable in the effort to determine what ties are possible between the U.S. and North Korea. And Bob Egan is the author of Eating with the Enemy, How I Waged Peace on North Korea from My Barbecue Shack in Hackensack, and Karen Lee, Executive Director of the National Committee on North Korea. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.